This episode of Comics for Fun and Profit is brought to you by Threadless. More importantly, the Comics Fun Profit shop on Threadless at comicsfunprofit.threadless.com, where you can find, about half a dozen different designs, plenty of Comics for Fun and Profit themed merch. If you just want a t-shirt, you're good. And if you want sweatshirts or other swaggy items, and you can get anything. Phone cases, shower curtains, it runs the gamut. Skateboards, I think. So check that out. We've already sold several. We're excited about the fact that the folks that want to support us in this way are able to and wear our merch out in the real world. That's pretty exciting stuff. So yeah, get your Comics for Fun and Profit branded items at comicsfunprofit.threadless.com. Hey, this is a special edition of Comics for Fun and Profit. What that means is Kyle bailed at the last minute, and I couldn't get a fill-in host in time. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a previously exclusive Patreon episode and make it available for everybody. So I hope you all understand that this stuff happens. I'd rather have some content on Saturdays than no content on Saturdays. So we will see if the listener backlash is resounding and amazing, and the crescendos of boos, you know, upset the multiverse. But hey, here's our review of Ant-Man. Not really a review, more of a reaction. Here's our reaction, Ant-Man. Not really a reaction, more of a recap. Recap, reaction, review of Ant-Man. Yes, that's what it is. We hope you enjoy this special edition of Comics for Fun and Profit.
Thank you for listening to Comics for Fun and Profit. This is Kyle and Drew coming to you with a special episode of, I'm not sure what we're calling this, but we have just come back from Ant-Man Quantumania, and we thought we would share our thoughts with you guys over what we thought. This is, of course, going to be very, very spoiler-filled, because we're going to talk about all the cool things and any of the different characters we thought and all the fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah, we'll call it a very special episode.
A very special episode. And this is the first time we've been back to the movies in a very long time. And I, for one, had a really good time.
I had a good time with the experience of going out to eat and hanging out with you guys and the whole going to the movies. I sat by douchebags on my end. So you had better people probably around you. I had a toddler behind me.
Yeah.
That was like hitting my seat. And then I had a couple of ADHD middle schoolers right next to me that kept talking. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was so close to like grabbing one of them and just tossing them over the railing to their demise. But I felt like I probably couldn't do the time. So I probably shouldn't abuse children. But that kind of reminded me of, okay, this is what it was like. This is what it was like pre-pandemic when you go to a movies when it's opening weekend and it's packed. And it was so weird because like people coughing all around you, you know, a lot of sickness.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just feel like, oh, you're in this room and so much germs and stuff. And but nobody masks anymore. So you're just going to like inhale it all. And so that was going through my head. So many trailers. So many trailers. I mean, I would say there were what? 8 trailers for movies?
Yeah. There was a lot.
A lot of good ones, though.
A lot of really good ones.
Yeah, I was. I really enjoyed seeing the Flash on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe how excited I am for that movie. When I was poo-pooing it before, but it looked really good. What else did we see? We saw Guardians.
Yeah.
The Guardians trailer was really good. Had that been out?
Yeah, I'd seen him before.
You had seen that one? I had not seen that one.
So Dungeons and Dragons trailer?
That looked really good, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons looked really good.
So a Stephen King trailer that scared the living bejesus out of the little baby girl right behind you.
Yeah, yeah. Look, that's why you don't bring a two-year-old to a PG-13 movie, you dumb dumb. Yeah, the Fast 10 looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's been 10 of those. I can't believe there's been 6 Screams. We saw Scream 6 trailer.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, so all that leading up to the actual movie. And I didn't do a rewatch of any of the Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. I did not do a rewatch, and I did not make it through Black Panther.
You didn't need Black Panther, did you?
Well, I just wanted to. I had set a goal for myself to knock through it before we did this.
Oh, it didn't work. I got you. And you know, I know the last time we had seen Kang was Loki, and I was like, mm-hmm. maybe I should fast forward through a couple of those to figure out what was going on. I'm like, no, I'll just go in cold. It'll be fine. And it was.
Do you remember the ending with Loki and Sylvie and their that Kang? The sacred timeline stuff?
Vaguely. Okay. Vaguely. I don't remember it really well. I mean, I think at that point I'd lost a little bit of interest in Loki. Loki didn't end well for me. I didn't love the ending. Mm-hmm. As much as I enjoyed it for a while, and I loved all the timey-wimey stuff and the variants. Cops and all that stuff. I thought that was really cool. And then I didn't remember loving the ending. But what one of the things that we going into it was Kyle and I were I was not campaigning, but I was suggesting we might go to a 3D version.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle was not a 3D guy. He does not like 3D. So we chose not to. And I was kind of kicking myself at the beginning when they were in the quantum realm. Yeah, when
you first enter the quantum realm, they give you like the bird's eye view of everything. And they you know, take you through the Star Wars of it all, essentially.
Yeah. And it's they like essentially floating treat it like shit.
They treat it like Avatar.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this would be really cool in 3D. But I don't know that they relied on it as much as the movie progressed. But I thought at the beginning of like, oh, this would have been cool in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really the only piece that I really noticed where I was like, you can tell that this has been shot for 3D on the other version.
Yeah.
But kind of lighthearted to start, reestablishing where we were. I mean, Scott had written a book about his adventures and saving the world, mm-hmm. bringing everybody back.
A very casual life.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to be real involved in superheroing.
Yep.
And we meet the recast Cassie, played by Catherine Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Much stronger actress than the other girl. I felt bad for the other girl, but this girl was really good.
Yeah.
And she's doing a little superheroing.
Mm-hmm.
With her grandpa, Hank Pym, the original Ant-Man, and they were building some, what was it, like a quantum telescope or something like that?
Yeah, essentially the Hubble telescope before the quantum realm.
Yeah, and so that upset Michelle Pfeiffer, Janet Van Dyne, because she had flashbacks of her bad experience in the quantum realm.
A bad experience that she refused to talk about with anybody.
Yeah, with anybody, yes. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess I did realize that she was there for a long time. I guess maybe I didn't realize it was 30 years.
30 years.
Yeah. And it was 30 years her time. Or 30, but it wasn't 30 years outside, was it?
No, it was outside as well. Her kid growing up was the big thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But then they get on Cassie a little bit for playing around in the quantum realm. She shouldn't have. And it turned out they were right, because that signal that they were like telescoping in there is what drug them into.
Yeah, the Kang quantum. Used that as a beacon to find them and pull them into the quantum realm, because he needed them to help essentially fix his time machine and get out of there.
Yeah, yeah, which was weird. He had, I mean, that was kind of a hard one to swallow, that he had all this technology and weaponry and high-tech gizmos and everything he needed, but he couldn't fix that thing. He couldn't fix his little engine or build another engine to get out of there, which I thought was weird, since Hank's going in and out of it multiple times.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Scott had too, I think, at that point, going in multiple times and gotten out. So that was kind of weird. Like he's really been stuck. He's just smart and he really got stuck. And were you able to understand is this the original Kang?
I don't think we will ever know that.
We don't know who the first Kang is. There's just many Kang.
There are many Kangs, yeah.
Many, many Kang. Lots of Kang. So we got a really interesting glimpse of him and this world, and great cameo by Bill Murray.
Yeah, right? Really good.
That was fantastic, and caught me off guard. I didn't know. Did you know it was coming?
Did not.
Yeah, I didn't know that was coming, and he was chewing the scenery, and it was fun. Acted like he had been banging. Well, I guess he had been banging Janet while she
during
was down
30
there.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah. And because they were lonely. Hank Pym did not like that. But that was
the
fun.
Different quantum realm alien characters. Really cool. Very very unique.
You're yes.
Introduced to a telepath, a goo, a warrior lady.
Yes.
All kinds of really good stuff.
Really great characters. Like think the bar on Tatooine, you know, for in the first Star Wars, but better. Like better, more diverse characters, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, the buildings were alive. They were shaped like dicks to me, but nobody else that was watching the movie with me thought they looked like dicks. I thought they looked like flying dicks. That might be my own baggage that I'm bringing into the movie with me. I don't know why. That was interesting because they were alive and flying around.
Mm-hmm. It was neat because I also thought – they're very much leaning into trying to find another Korg in these movies with some of the different offshoot characters, like, you know, the fun sidekick we get in Thor.
Rock. Okay.
Yeah. So I could see where they were looking for that kind of character to bounce off and create a secondary character, you know, that's
and I
from
like,
the quantum realm.
I like both the guy that could read the telepath and the goo, the goo thing.
Yeah.
Drink the goo, or drink the ooze. I'm sorry, drink the ooze, girl. Guy. Now, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really good character. And yeah, some stuff it's inventive, stuff I hadn't seen before. So I thought that was really cool. But it ended up being like a heist that had to be perpetrated by Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Kang needed him to, he needed him to get this engine for his time machine spaceship, and held Cassie hostage to do so. And so he flies into this giant version of this quantum engine or whatever, for lack of a better word, that Janet had made large with the Pym particle discs back in the day in a flashback. And he gets in there, and then explain to me, Kyle, What was the term they used for when he was in there and there were multiple possible versions of him that popped out?
Every different version would create a different version of him. Every different choice he could have ever made.
Yeah, it was like a probability. I can't remember what the turn of phrase was.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Drew, I found a nice little life hack. Guess what it is?
I wonder. I might have the same thing. You tell me.
There you go. It's these neat little magic mind elixirs. It's this little all-natural drink to drink in the morning. A productivity drink, I think they call it.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool stuff. It's got matcha in it, which I've never been able to, afford matcha because it's a very high-priced, green tea that's, I don't know, they pull it from the mountaintops or something. Yeah. but it's like a concentrated version of matcha, and it's like the best green tea flavor you'll ever taste.
Absolutely.
I drink this with my coffee in the mornings, and work days, my mornings are uber productive. I don't know, I'm not bouncing off the walls or anything. I just have a little more energy, a little more clarity. You know, it's not... It makes my mind magic, I guess. You know what I mean?
See, for me, it solved a nice little problem. I have this unfortunate energy drink obsession. I drink one to get ready in the morning as I go, you know, the 140 milligrams of caffeine or whatever. But then midway through my 8-hour day, I talk myself into having a second one. And that's a little too much. It becomes kind of an expensive day. That's a lot of caffeine. And I'm still getting the crash from it. So I'm working on weaning my way off of that second energy drink, just having a little bit of caffeine in the morning. And these magic minds help me kind of finesse that way through, keep the sustained energy through the day, and not have to do a whole nother big giant energy drink the second half of the day.
It's cut my pots of coffee from 2 to 1, which is, you know, a healthy choice.
Absolutely.
I'm burning through these, so I'm going to be using our code to restock. And you go to magicmind.co/comicsfunprofit and use our code comicsfunprofit, you get 56% off the subscription for the next 10 days with this code. You can use that same code, comicsfunprofit, to get 20% off, but you get 50% off if you do the subscription model in the next 10 days. So
56% off. They're really hooking you up.
Yeah, more than half. More than half. I'm no math whiz, but that's pretty good. So yeah, absolutely. check out Magic Mind. We like it. And we think it's helping us make some healthy choices, which is what we need to do.
Absolutely.
That's why I forgot. MODOK makes an appearance by that point. Mm-hmm. So we meet the, what's MODOK stand for?
Mechanized organism.
Only for killing. So really kind of MODOF, I think is the joke. That was the joke they made.
Yeah.
But at first I was like, oh, this is terrible. This is a terrible MODOK. But it ended up being really good. Really well done. I liked it a lot. And it was a good character arc for him. Probably not going to see him again. So enjoy his 15 minutes on screen. Probably not going to get to see him again, which was weird. But yeah. So we send Scott in to rescue this orb. Good times, challenging, but he gets it. And then what happens? Kang doesn't give him his kid back, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kang double crosses him, decides he's going to take his entire empire that he's built in the now 40 some odd years that he's been in this realm, and then head off and continue to create the ultimate timeline and police the ultimate timeline or whatnot.
Yeah. And so we've got to rally the troops, get all the rebels together to fight along with all the Ant-Man wasps, Stinger. Everybody has a suit.
It's not Stinger.
What is it?
Stature.
It's not stature.
It's going to be stature.
It's going to be stature. It's not stature now. It's not stature in comic books.
It shall. It is stature in comic books.
No, I don't think so. Cassie, I'm pretty sure Cassie was Stinger. That sounds right to me. I guess I could Google it, but I'm not going to.
You're just going to die on this cross on your
own. I'm just going to die on this hill. This is what I think. This is what I think it is. Didn't she have a miniseries? Didn't we read a miniseries of hers?
Yeah, a stature.
She was something. She wasn't freaking stature. That's stupid. But that might be the name going forward. But anyway, let's see. Rally the troops. Hank brings the ants in to play. That's a fun scene. Mm-hmm. A lot of really big set piece type stuff, big battles and stuff. So they're all great. Also probably would have been cool in 3D. and then they kill Kang. Kill Kang and then come back home and try to live a normal, get back to normal, right? But with the concern that they were going to Kyle has sent me an obviously photoshopped image.
No, not obviously photoshopped anything.
Of stature. Cassia stature. That can't be that must have he must have just whipped that up in his lab.
Legitimately the issue 5 of 6 of Young Avengers presents stature.
Makes no sense. Can't be what that's not my stature. Not my stinger.
That's funny.
But anyway, he has all these doubts because Kang said you don't want to know what's coming. You need me out there.
If you kill me, all hell's gonna break loose.
Yeah, you need me alive. And he had a lot of stuff that was like he knew how it all ended. He knew that what time didn't mean anything to him, and like a lot of cryptic stuff that was kind of harkened back to the Loki stuff, right?
Yeah, and you're going to get a lot more out of this movie if you do a rewatch on Loki, I think.
Yeah, I think all that timey-wimey stuff will make a little more sense, and you'll get it because you saw the. You remember in Loki when they had the little variant streams that were going off, the little offshoots that were variants. You know, you saw that was brought back in to play, which I thought was kind of interesting. So we don't know what's going to happen until we get to our mid-credit and final credit scene. So mid-credit, we get a shit ton of Kangs.
We get the Council of Kangs.
So many Kangs.
Yeah. So the Council of Kangs we know of from, you know, from comic world as well. And then we get an entire amphitheater full of Kangs, the variants.
Yeah. A whole bunch of Kang. So I don't know what that means. And when that comes back into play, if that's going to be in Loki or something else. And then we get to the end credits, and that scene is Loki and Owen Wilson's character, whatever he is.
They're going to see a play by a man named Victor Timely.
Yes, who is actually a Kang.
Kang from the 1900s.
Yeah. And so that's, I'm guessing, going to springboard into Loki, which is when? When is Loki coming out?
Ooh, Loki season 2 has got to be soon. Or, I mean, this year, I would think.
Because I think we're getting both Loki and Secret Invasion this year, right? On Disney Plus.
June 9th. Nope, that's not it. That's the last one. Yeah, we don't know.
We don't have a date for it, really?
We don't have a date.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mid-2023. Loki will return for its second season in the mid of 2023.
Time for a break from our show to pay the bills. Check out beacons.ai/comicsfunprofit for all the C4 FAP links you could ever need, all in one place. You can provide feedback, listen, support, share, enjoy these. We have our Patreon there. You can buy us a beer or a coffee. You can check out our Instagrams, our Twitters, our Facebooks. Check out our YouTube page. You can email us. You can listen to our podcasts on Patreon, if you're a subscriber, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on Podbean. We have Google Podcasts on there. We have an Amazon wish list. You want to buy Kyle and I something? Fine. You can do that here. We appreciate it. We have Kyle's RPG podcast listed on there, so you can check out his Dork Day Afternoon offerings. We have Cowabunga links, so you can check out the Cowabunga Deep Discount FOC and pre-order list. Get on that. That's RLCS, so you can check that out as well. And we want to just give you opportunities to say hi, to check out what we're doing, support us if you would like, or just listen. Check out beacons.ai/comicsfunprofit for all the C4 FAP links you could ever need. Thanks. Back to the show. So, Kyle, what did you think of Ant-Man Quantumania?
I liked it. It was lighthearted. It was fun. Paul Rudd's a very fun character to watch. I did not get as much as I wanted. I thought, oh, Kang's a big deal, and this is where we really propel him into Thanos land with what he does in this. And you've got to be there for this to get that.
Right.
Now, you get a lot of stuff, but I don't think you get that in this.
He didn't look invincible.
Correct. Now, granted, he's one of a thousand, but still.
Yeah. And it looks like he got a lot of power from his suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, like, with each of the stepping stones of, what is this, version 5.0 or series 5 or whatever we're calling it.
Yeah, phase 5.
Phase 5, thank you. Yeah. I assumed we were going to start putting building blocks towards Young Avengers or building blocks towards the next thing in which we get new characters. Like, oh, cool, there was a reason we watched She-Hulk, because at the very end we get Scar or something. So it moved along. Nothing did that.
Yeah, this. And, you know, they could have stuck something in her birthday party. She could have She could have bumped into somebody.
Yeah.
That was a surprise.
So this was good. I give it an 8 out of 10. It was probably better than Thor Love and Thunder, if I'm being honest. But in all reality, you could skip this. It's not a necessary watch like I thought it was going to be.
Well, how far do you have to go back to get a necessary watch?
Endgame.
Infinity War? Endgame?
Yeah,
right?
All those. I mean,
there's nothing since then. That you've had to see, right?
No Way Home.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and everything prior to all. Yeah, I mean, there's been a bunch of have to sees because they build, but this doesn't. I mean, it gives you a little bit of Kang build, but like this Kang's gone, and there's a thousand more. So in all reality, it meant very little.
You
don't introduce anything else really in it. So in the end, it means nothing really meant anything. So where I was looking for something in a Phase 5 movie to, you know, be a permanent rock that you have to build on, this is just another standalone movie. This isn't a building block.
Yeah. So in that case, does that mean fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame, you know, whatever that freaking thing is. I'm trying to say. But does that mean you're not going back to the theater again? No reason? You can wait?
I can wait.
That's what I'm thinking.
It sounds like Secret Wars is the only thing we got to see.
Yeah. And do you have to see the pieces leading up to Secret Wars?
Yeah.
But that's 2026, dude. That's forever from now.
What's your point?
Yeah, that's a long way off.
There's gonna be
a half a dozen movies between now and then, I would guess. Yeah. At least.
Yep, and we're all leading up to, you know, Kang Dynasty, obviously, but
8 out of 10. You're giving it an 8 out of 10. I'm probably around the same. I would say, yeah, that's like a B, right? Mm-hmm. I'd give it a B.
Yeah, and like I said, I had a really good time with it, but. Huh. Okay, so, all right, we've got this, and then May 5th, we've Guardians 3. I got to see that.
Yeah.
Then we have The Marvels in November.
Okay.
And I'm not making a decision on that. Yeah. And then very beginning of 2024, we have Captain America New World Order.
And that's with who as Captain? The old Falcon?
I don't know. Yeah, it's coming off of Falcon Winter Soldier. Yeah, Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
And then we have Thunderbolts in July of 2024. Mm. And then we have Blade in September of 2024. And that is Phase 5.
That's the end of Phase 5?
Yes.
No, I thought Fantastic Four was in there, no?
Maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe you're right. Maybe that was just some like a fanboy thing.
Yeah.
That really happened. Okay. Okay. Well, I got a taste of it.
And then we have, as far as TV series, we have the Secret Invasion TV series.
Right. And Loki.
We have Loki. We have another What If. We have Ironheart. We have Echo. We have Agatha, and then we have Daredevil Reborn, or Born Again.
Yeah, most of that stuff is in 24. Loki and Secret Invasion are the only ones in this year, right?
They're all scheduled for 2023, except for Daredevil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Secret Invasion is 2023, Loki's 2023. What If is TBD, but penciled in. Ironheart, same. Echo. Agatha is late 2023, and then Daredevil's early 2024. Because Phase 5 will be over in 2024.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. You got Mandalorian, too. You got to squeeze that into the schedule.
Irrelevant to Phase 5, but yes.
Right, but Disney Plus only has so many holes in their schedule.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't know that all that stuff will fit. Hope you guys got to see it. And we'll make sure this is spoiler tag so you don't listen to this if you haven't seen it. And this will be just on the Patreon channel, right?
Whatever you want to do, my friend. But honestly, it was a good movie. I'm glad we went, but it's still not as important as I wanted it to be important.
No, no. It's not a 10 out of 10 must see in the theater.
No. And it did not crack my top 10 Marvel movies.
No. No. And it's not even... Is it the best of the Ant-Man?
Yeah.
You think it's the best of the three?
Yep.
Okay. You heard it here.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Head on over to patreon.com. Comics for Fun and Profit.
Later.
See ya.
Our LCS is Cowabunga Comics out of Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. And their mail order company, Deep Discount Comics. And we went there and we were actually invoice number 00001. We were their very first customer, which was kind of cool. They've been nothing short of fantastic. Customer service wise, discounts, they were very close, if not the same or better than DCBS on a lot of things. Over and above. Customer service wise, always taking care of us, going the extra mile, so responsive, getting instantaneous responses back to questions about things, to the point where knowing the stuff you like and anticipating your needs and having it suggested that you might want to add this to your order already before you even have to think about about it. That's kind of cool. Really quality experience. So we love working with Cowabunga and Deep Discount, and that's why they're in our show notes every single episode and have been for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes that we leave them there because we like them. They're cool, good people. That's why they're in there. By God, they'd tell you to, if you've got a local comic book shop that you love, stay with them because everybody needs to support their local comic shops. But if you're looking, check them out. You can check them out in the show notes. There's plenty of ways to get a hold of them. Either get on their list, just so you can check and see what kind of FOC and pre-order stuff they have and the discounts, and they'll send it to you each month, get you on that email list. And you can check out their shop because they have a great shop of exclusive Cowabunga variants. Amazing stuff. Yes, they've always been there for us, and we take them for granted. So there you go. Now you know.